Welcome to My Retirement is Successful Because. My name is Mary Bart, Chair of Caregiving Matters, and I am pleased to let you know about a one-year intergenerational innovative technology-based project that our registered Canadian charity is producing. My Retirement is Successful Because is a project that is inspired and led by seniors, which showcases and celebrates older adults mentoring others about their expertise, best practices, experience, and wisdom about successful retirements. Successful retirements are no accident. They require planning, adapting to change, and being open to new opportunities and ideas. Successful retirements are important because they support lifelong well-being and the continued inclusion and engagement in society. As part of this project, we are producing a series of podcasts with older adults who are volunteering to share their retirement stories. And today's podcast is with Judy. Welcome, Judy.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for joining our project. We've had an opportunity to chat in advance, and I think you have a very interesting life. So I have a series of questions for you. And my first one is, could you tell us about your retirement?
My retirement has been great. I'm busy with family, grandchildren, my friendships, and all the organizations I'm involved with. I find I'm busier now than when I was working full-time, except I control how I am delegating my time.
Okay, well, that's a good start. Did you actually plan for your retirement? You know, some people just quit work at 65 or whatever, and they're suddenly retired. But did you plan for your retirement?
I did plan for my retirement. I worried that I would be bored and therefore chose to use my time to start a mission in Rwanda to help build a clinic. And that has been successfully completed. I was then asked to be a board member on the Prime Minister's Volunteer Board. The objection of this group is to select from nominations across Canada individuals to be honored for their volunteer contributions. I'm on the computer more than 2 months out of the year and find it very rewarding, as the board position shows me how much Canadians contribute to such great causes, and it keeps me motivated. And I tell you, Mary, it is amazing how many people are doing absolutely phenomenal things in Canada. I'm very proud to be a Canadian. I have 4 grandchildren and more on the way, and 3 godchildren, so I have so much to be grateful for. My family lives around me, and we have many get-togethers. When I retired, I decided to travel. My husband travels so much for business that he's not very anxious to travel now. So I found several women who loved history and loved to travel, and we've gone to countries like Israel, Budapest, China, India, and other countries. Yes, it can be done without husbands. Then I felt a need to help seniors in long-term care. I'm an RN and felt we needed to do much more. So I am a chapter chair for Seniors United Now, where we bring speakers in and have social events to inform seniors of how they can get help and how we are advocating on their behalf.
Well, that's very interesting, and it speaks to the fact that you can do things in your retirement that are different than perhaps your spouse or your partner do, and it also allows them to pick up other hobbies that they might like. So, for example, my husband is quite an avid golfer, and I'm not. I mean, I will play 9 holes of golf, but I won't play to the extent that he does. And I find it interesting that you mention that women can go as a group and travel around the world. I think that's a very interesting idea that many will appreciate. So as we go through this, is it what you expected when you actually got retired and you're now full-fledged as a retiree?
My retirement is much more than I expected. It's my full-time job. I love every minute of every day. If I can help my family, I can be available. If not, I'm busy with my activities. I'm waiting for the opportunity to get involved with oil painting, and which I've just dabbled in. And there's so many, I love crafts, I love bridge, I love so many things. I don't have the time right now to do it because I'm busy being a chair of a chapter. It's very, there's a lot to do in the chapter. And then being on the computer with being a volunteer for the Prime Minister, that's a lot of work too. And it's all interesting, but I can't wait for the crafts and the bridge and everything else. I can't fit that in because I'm having so many grandchildren.
But, you know, when you will have time, at least you have a plan and an idea of things that you want to be more involved in. And I think that's part of having a successful retirement, where you always say, well, what else could I do? What are the new interests that I might like to pursue? And I think that helps with successful retirement.
Yes, and I think that no one needs to be lonely because you can always, most big cities have a senior center. You can have coffee, meet people, the activities are cheap. It's from exercise to crafts to bridge to ceramics. They offer everything.
And that's a good point, because I think as we get older, we have to be involved in society. And even going out for coffee is a very important thing because it keeps us from being isolated. If we become isolated, then we don't do well as retirees. It affects how we dress, how we have cleanliness, how we eat, how we stay engaged in society, and all of those things can slip if we don't focus on them. So even going out to a senior center is a great idea. And volunteering the way you do, helping others, you will meet a lot of nice people for sure. And I think volunteering is equally rewarding for those that we help and for ourselves. So thank you for sharing those comments.
Well, I met an 80-year-old man, and I was volunteering for a casino. And he was doing it as a full-time job. And I said, why are you still working? And he said, because I've seen too many seniors who get so lazy, they don't shower every day, and as you say, you don't get dressed, you don't go out with friends, and he said they've become a hermit. And so it scared me, so I love working and I love my job. So you're absolutely right when you say when you do become a hermit and stay inside, you start letting yourself go.
Absolutely, and you know, you can always tell somebody who has taken the time to do their hair and look nice and look sharp. And those are the people that are sending a message out to society that says, I'm busy, I've got my acting gear. And you know what? It also sends out a message to say, don't even think about doing any elder abuse on me because I am socially engaged. And I am not going to be anybody's victim. So
yes,
it all sends messages. So,
and that's what our chapter and your organization is trying to inform the seniors of the things going on, like elder abuse and how to plan to downsize a home. And all these things are great because they're informing our older seniors.
Absolutely. So my next question, Judy, is, what is the best and the worst part about being retired?
Well, Mary, the number one thing is there is no worse time in my retirement. Absolutely none. God has blessed me for all the joy in my life. It was the best decision I ever made, and I was having a hard time because it was a great job, but a lot of stress. And, you know, it took me months, even years, to decide when I was going to retire. And so I decided finally when I was going to retire, and I retired early, that I was going to do something, start something, and that's when I decided to start the Rwanda Clinic. I had to have something on the go so I wouldn't stress myself out about being bored. So it was the best decision I ever made. My jobs were unique and stressful, but such a great learning curve throughout my life. The one thing I can say to everybody is make sure you are ready to retire and plan for what you want out of life. Because my mother lived to be 96, we could live to be 96, and who wants to retire and do nothing for 30 years? So have a little game plan, and it doesn't have to be much. Start with going to your community center or going out with your friends and having coffee. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing to be retired. I don't think I've met anybody who hasn't enjoyed retirement.
Well, that's really important, you know, because we can all learn from each other. And I know that when I go out and see people or go out to dinner with friends, the topic of retirement now comes up virtually in every conversation. And people are interested in what others are doing. It helps create an interesting comment on society when we can learn from others and see what they're doing and maybe take some of their ideas and twist them and turn them and apply them to our lives. But I think if you meet interesting people, then they will say the same thing about you. I bet a lot of people meet you, Judy, and they say, you know what? She's a really interesting lady. She's got a lot going on, and I admire and respect her for that. I bet that happens all the time with you.
No, it really doesn't.
I bet it does.
No one knows I'm like that. That's just me. I just love to. We always feel better when we're helping somebody else. If you ever feel down, do something. Go to, even if it's phoning somebody who you think is lonely. And one of my friends has Lou Gehrig's. He's just a wonderful example for me to have him over for supper, family supper, whatever, you know, because it makes me feel good to know I can brighten up his day.
Absolutely. And it doesn't take a lot of effort to bring joy to his life. Absolutely. I mean, it's just the simple things that we can do. Last week, I was at the grocery store and in a line, and there was a lady ahead of me who was rather agitated that the checkout clerk was slow. And she commented on how slow she was pushing through the groceries and snapping at this clerk. And I looked at her and I thought, oh my goodness. And then she went on to describe how ill a family friend is. And this lady would have been maybe 78 years old. And was very worried about her friend and was desperate to get out of the grocery store and get on to see her friend. That explained a lot to me. She was just in a raw mood, and I thought, you know, this poor lady, she's having a rough day. So I walked past her cart, and I said, you know what? I think you need a hug, and you don't know me, but I know you're having a rough day. Can I just give you a hug? And this lady virtually broke into tears. Aww. Because I think she snapped out of being in her little nasty mood with the clerk. And, you know, if we can just be kind to each other, and this gal was maybe in for a nasty day, and I thought, you know what, I'm just going to do these random acts of kindness. And I gave her a hug, and she hugged me. I don't think she let go for at least a minute. And the store people looked at us, and it was just a nice thing to do. So you know what? Volunteering.
Yeah,
it doesn't. I mean, 1 minute out of my life made my life better for sure, and maybe it helped her a little bit. So volunteering takes all kinds of forms, and it's all about having a heart.
Exactly.
Well, Judy, I thank you for joining our project. Do you have anything else to share with us before I wrap up?
I don't think so. I just want to wish everyone a very happy retirement.
Exactly. And go out and do something and stay engaged in society. And to help wrap this up, I would like to thank the Government of Canada's New Horizons for Seniors program for funding this project. Thank you.
Visit www.caregivingmatters.ca to hear other great podcasts from the My Retirement is Successful Because series. And thank you for listening.